French. Mm-hmm. Cahuan. I see it spelled C-A-W-A-N, for example, in various fish markets mm-hmm. and so on here. It's still much used for turtle soup. Mm-hmm. There are sliders, there are soft-shell turtles, there are snappers, there are alligator snapping turtles, mm-hmm. there are common pond turtles and so on. Also, of course, same kind pretty much, I would imagine, that in Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, the man comes home with from jail, you remember? The survivor.
It's been a long time since I read that.
Well, that's what do you call those things? They don't live in water, they live on dry land and walk around long distances. Sometimes mm-hmm. you see them walking along a road. Some people call them tortoises, mm-hmm. but it'll come to me in a while.
Do you have any other names for land turtles?
Well, you hear terrapin sometimes, mm-hmm. but I think that's among in restaurant circles pretty mm-hmm. much. The gopher is not known here, if that's what you're looking
well,
for.
Well, among other things.
Among right. others.
What are the little animals that croak?
All right, frogs and toads. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Well, what are the big ones?
All right, bullfrogs. Mm-hmm.
What about the little ones? That
well, you've got rain frogs, mm-hmm. Pond frogs, tree frogs, mm-hmm. And there's only one kind of toad I'm really very familiar with, and I'm too familiar with them. They seem to inhabit my lot in huge numbers mm-hmm. and croak all night mm-hmm. when it's raining.
What is it that you dig up to fish with?
Well, we said either earthworm or fishing worm.
Mm-hmm.
We mean the round red worm.
Don't what is the small fish that you might use for bait?
Well, minnow or cockahoe.
Cockahoe?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Well, you use cockahoes for saltwater fishing. They're mm-hmm. kind of small fish. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're used for anything except bait. C-O-C-A-H-O. Mm-hmm. You can buy them along the highways.
What are the insects that hop around that are green or brown, have long back legs?
Mm-hmm. Grasshopper. Hoppergrass is alien.
Okay. What do you call the things that spiders make that you might find in a corner?
Webs. Cobweb is literary to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the insect that flies around a candle or a light bulb?
A moth.
And several of those would be?
Moths.
Okay. And the one that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about this one at lunch, the long, thin-bodied insect that has the two pairs of wings.
Dragonfly is very national for me. Mosquito hawk is the only common word.
Mm-hmm. And then what kind of stinging insects do you know?
Hornets, bees, wasps.
Mm-hmm.
There's
the little ones that build nests in the ground and swarm. It's the Georgia Tech football mascot.
Yellow jacket?
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
we call yellow jackets, I would think of that as a category of hornet myself, more or less.
What about a kind that builds a nest out of mud or dirt?
Mud dauber.
Do they sting?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never been stung by them. Kill them often enough.
The tiny little insects that burrow in your skin.
Red bug.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that gets all of our
French. Bec rouge.
That's all our flora and fauna. These are names of family members, many of which you've probably already said. But
I don't know if you got that scorpion for a brown skink, which might be of some
okay.
use to you.
How do you spell the skink?
Well, it's a copper-colored skink.
What is skink? Oh, I don't know the word.
Oh, well, the South is full of skinks. I mean, you go into the woods.